I'm Chris Hine with the Wednesday Music Roundup here on KMUW, and it's a singer-songwritery kind of week around the region, starting tonight with Jackson Browne. Browne was one of the major figures in 70s singer-songwriterdom, scoring hits with such tunes as The Pretender and Running on Empty, among others. His newest CD, Love is Strange, comes from a 2008 European tour featuring songs from throughout his career, along with some old favorites. It also features longtime musical collaborator, the marvelously talented, quirky, and eclectic guitarist David Lindley. The two reunite for a U.S. tour that brings them to the Brady Theater in Tulsa tonight. Another veteran singer-songwriter, Gordon Lightfoot, also reached a commercial pinnacle in the 70s with such hits as Carefree Highway and The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Despite a series of serious health scares in recent years, Lightfoot continues to record and tour. He appears Sunday at the Cotillion and Monday at the Rose State Performing Arts Theater in Oklahoma City. The current generation of singer-songwriters is also represented this week. Rufus Wainwright, son of Kate McGarrigle and Loudon Wainwright, released his first album in the late 90s, and a series of opera and show tune-inspired works followed to much critical, if often struggling, commercial success. He appears Sunday at the Midland Theater in Kansas City. Like Wainwright, Nora Jones is also the offspring of a famous musician, in this case Ravi Shankar. Unlike him, she met with astonishing success with her very first album, Come Away With Me, which sold over 20 million copies and took home 5 Grammys. 3 more well-received country and pop-flavored CDs followed. She launched a world tour for her latest, The Fall, this past spring, which brings her to the Civic Center Music Hall in Oklahoma City Monday and the Century 2 here in Wichita Tuesday. And one other quick note, Tampa-based blues rocker Sean Chambers spent 5 years touring with Hubert Sumlin, who learned a thing or two about blues from his many years as the legendary Howlin' Wolf's right-hand man. Chambers' third album, 10 Till Midnight, is doing well in the blues charts now, and it brings him to the Boulevard here in Wichita Thursday. You will find more about these and other shows on the Music Roundup page of our website at kmuw.org.